Good vach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Yuma. We're in the third perek. We are up to Mishnayos Hey and Vav Ketores El Shachar Haisa Kreva Bein Dam Leivarim. The Ketores of the morning was brought between the blood of the morning Tamid and the afternoon. Vishel Bein Arbein Bein Evarim LeNesachim. And the Ketores in the afternoon was brought between burning the limbs of the afternoon Tamid and the Nesachim of the afternoon. Im Haya Kohen Gadol Zaki Nawistinis. If the Kohen Gadol was old or he was very mefunak, he was a particular individual and he couldn't handle the cold water, Meicham Locham. And they would heat up the water for him before Yom Kippur, and they would put it into cold water or mikvah on Yom Kippur, in order to take out the cold out of the mikvah. Then they brought him to the mikvah on the top of the Beis HaParva. It was inside the Kodesh. They would separate a linen sheet between him and the people. He would do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Remeir Omer Kiddush Pashat Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglav. First he would take off his gold garments, and then he would do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And then he went down to the mikvah, he came up, and he dried off. And they would bring him the white garments, he would put them on, and he would do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic week.